Podcast. I'm Shanley, your host and self-care coach. I'm here to help service providers and creatives to organize themselves and go from just surviving to thriving so they can serve at their best. Welcome back to the podcast. So in this episode, we are going to be talking all about how you can end this year, some of the things that you should be thinking about as the year is coming to an end. We have had a crazy 2020. It has been nuts, absolutely absurd, absolutely crazy, absolutely haywire. There has been so much loss. There has been so much grievance. There has been so much confusion. There has been so much panic, and there has been so much pressure. And we need to kind of think about winding down for the rest of this year. We have gone through it, okay? Definitely, even me, myself, ups, downs, highs, lows. It has been a good year in terms of achievement, but emotionally it has been really draining because of everything that's been going on, from COVID to the protests to people, loved ones being sick, or my loved ones or close ones losing somebody, and having to kind of support and be there. And it has been really tough, really tough. So I just wanted us to focus and hone in, especially if you're thinking, oh my gosh, I haven't reached any of my goals. I feel like the year hasn't even, I haven't even had a 2020, although we thought that this was going to be like literally the miracle year for us in our services, businesses, lives, what have you. And it may have not worked out like that. And that's absolutely okay. That's why I always say self-care is so important, because it's something that helps us to bounce back from adversities. It helps us to bounce back from the things that life throws at us. We know that life is so unexpected, and we don't know what is going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen next year. But here are some things that I want you to just focus on. So the first thing is focusing on rest. For this month of December, I have really been focusing on resting. I had a year where I had so many like workshops, had to pivot around the business a little bit, change things up. So some of my plans didn't actually come to pass. As some of you know as well, I had an accident. All of these things were just like, I was like, please, no more. Thank you. But again, this is a great time to rest, because you may have not been able to rest. You may have been maybe furloughed or what have you, but you may have not been resting. So I want you to take this time to actually start resting, and don't feel like you need to start rushing. Again, that's not something that is helpful, especially for your well-being. It may just end you up burning out. There's nothing wrong with just taking a moment, or taking moments to just be present in your life with your family, loved ones, and with yourself. So taking time to just rest and do nothing is absolutely fine. Doing nothing is actually something. Resting is proactive and productive. So the next thing is to reflect. I always use the end of the year to reflect on everything. If any of you have my journal, the Good To Me journal, you will be familiar with one of the ways that I reflect. And that's by just simply going through and identifying the things that, you know, have been going well, that haven't been going well, and the lessons, pulling out the lessons. So in the work that I do, so as you guys know, I'm also a psychological therapist. In the work that I do, often I ask my clients this when I speak to them the next week. It's, what kind of patterns have you noticed? What patterns have you noticed about yourself? Or what lessons have you learned from doing any homework that I've set you? So again, those are the questions for you. Like, what patterns have you noticed about yourself this year? And if they do need changing, how are you going to go about changing those? Also, within the year, what lessons have you learned? It's so important to pull out lessons from both good and bad experiences. And how can you continue to do some of these again? Is there anything that you need to change? So I want you to have a think about those things, but reflecting in that way is so key and so vital, and can really help you with the rest of the year, helping you to plan and think about what you want from 2021, and putting things in place, and also thinking about your attitude and how you move, especially when it comes to the service that you provide. Also, the next one is to spend and take time to nurture your relationships. Relationships are so important, and as humans, we always crave and yearn. It's actually a need to have connection. It is actually important for our well-being. So you may have had a hectic year, and you may have found that you've actually fallen off with some of the relationships that you have. It's a really good time now to think about the people who are important to you, whether it be clients, other people within your industry, colleagues, but also, yeah, your friends and family, those that you actually cherish. What relationships do you need to kind of tap back into and start nurturing again and getting back on top of that? Because as we know, communication is key and connection is so key when it comes to, you know, our well-being and when we're serving. And you know, during your journey of serving, it can become quite lonely. And I think this year as well, because so much has been going on, it can make you feel quite down and quite low. And you may just want to isolate and just say, forget everybody, forget this year, leave me alone. And I have felt like that sometimes, to be honest with you, because you see everything that's kind of going on in the world. And that can be quite distressing. And naturally, as humans, we want to retreat. Retreating is what the body does to kind of soothe ourselves. However, sometimes we get stuck in that cycle, and then it becomes isolation. So be mindful of that. Reach out and connect to those that you love, appreciate, and those who respect you. So important, so key. And you may be, or you may already have your 2020 goals planned out and sorted out. If you want an episode on like goal planning, etc., let me know, so that I could create that for you and let you know what I do and what I share with my clients. I'd love to share that with you if that's something that you want. So I did a live a few months back talking about value-based goals and plans. So this is what I think we should be focusing on for 2020. So thinking about our values and who we want to be as a service provider, as a creative, as a being, whatever role you, you know, identify yourself as, how can you create goals that are related to your values and what's important to you. So for example, your values can be things like, you know, your family, you know, love, it can be connection, it can be compassion, it can be authenticity. How can you create goals that actually link to these things? And the goals that you have maybe already created or had for 2020 that you didn't get to reach, are they value-based? Are they linked to what you deem as important? Because often we're there worrying about things that actually may not be important or we don't need to be focusing on. And when you focus on value-based goals, again, this is more kind, more compassionate, and this is also going to be really helpful for you to, again, have that sense of achievement and more purpose in what you're doing. So any goals and plans that you have, making sure that they're based on your values can be really important, and making sure that you are steering yourself in the right direction. And then my last bit is to be kind. If you didn't reach your goals, if you didn't even get to start them, if they just did not come into existence, it's okay. We have had a difficult year and that's fine. Don't freak out if you feel like, oh, if I say it's okay, then that means I'm not going to get it done. You are going to get it done. You've gotten goals done before. So think about how now in the next new year, you can start to do these goals, how you can start to implement them, how you can start to prioritize them, what you're going to do differently this time round. Don't rush it. Be kind. So use this time to actually do something nice for yourself, schedule in a few self-care dates, self-care days for yourself to just do something for you, whether it's absolutely nothing, can binge on Netflix or creating your own face mask, having bubble baths each night, what have you.
monitoring your self-talk. I've been talking so much about self-talk. Even created a course on that. So if you want to get hold of that course as well, you can, where it goes through everything that you need to do to master your self-talk and develop your compassionate voice. So even things like that. Even things like getting back into the habit of self-care if you've fallen off. So these are some things that you need to focus on for the rest of the year. Nothing else. Don't stress yourself out. Give yourself permission to rest, to reflect, to be kind to yourself, and to set some more value-based goals and focus on nurturing relationships with people around you, whether it is even virtually. Again, these are the things that are really important. And I really hope this episode has helped you. I really enjoyed filming it, and I was definitely heavy on my heart because I've been having lots of conversations about it. And again, I just hope that this was a nice nudge and reminder for you to be focusing on what is important, and really nothing else, not about your losses, and thinking about moving forward with grace and with ease. So I will see you in the next episode. It may be the new year. It actually may be the new year by the time we speak. And I'm really looking forward to it. But again, make sure that you're subscribed. Make sure you share this and leave a review. It will be very much appreciated. I appreciate and love every single one of you. And if I don't get to like see you anywhere, I hope you have a really nice holiday season and period of rest. And I'll see you in 2021.